Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. On today's podcast, we had some wild stories about how you lost your phone. Wait until you hear Jennifer's monkey story.
It's insane. There's nobody that has a story like that. Plus, in group therapy, Ashley found out she has to break up with her boyfriend. It was devastating. But what does she do after that?
Yeah, we learn a lot about Megan and the tattoos she doesn't have yet. Plus, the story your family always loves to tell about you. Okay, all right. That's you're going to understand what that means when you check out the podcast. You Laugh, You Lose, Setting the Bar Stories, and a bunch more.
Enjoy.
Ben and Kelly.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 AJX. Hi, Kelly K.
Hi.
All right, we're going to get to a quick Jeopardy question. And I know you know the answer.
Of course I know the answer.
But I don't know what necessarily Travis Kelce did to deserve this. But listen to the question.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man, who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ.
Oh gosh.
Wow. Oh, wow. He's made it. Oh, he's made it, everybody. He is on the map now.
Never mind the fact that he's probably one of the greatest football players of our time right now.
No, we're just glossing
over
that.
Three-time Super Bowl champ. At least the...
Nobody cared until he got this girlfriend.
At least the contestant got it right.
Derek.
Who's Travis Kelce?
Correct.
Yeah. So
that's great. Oh, it was a dude, of course.
Well, it would have been bad if they would have gone through all the contestants and no one would have known.
Yeah.
Oh, that one guy.
I mean, they would have been living under a rock.
Yeah.
Had they not known at this point.
Oh, for sure. Anyways, kind of funny there. You can see the moment there. We've got it up on WDJX.com. You ready for the first ever internet dopamine hit on 99.7 DJX?
Okay, I'll bite.
You've got mail.
Yeah, you love that little noise, that little notification, that guy, right?
Yeah, for some of you, when you logged on to the internet, I mean, the internet wasn't always just on your phone, and it wasn't always available everywhere. You had to subscribe to an internet service provider back in the day.
Sure.
And you know, you would say, okay, I want 10 hours of internet a month.
And 10 hours a month.
And that's going to be plenty. Or you'd say, you know what? I need 50 hours of internet a month. And that's how you did it.
And how could we predict that? Looking back, how could we predict how much we were going to need?
Right. One of the internet service providers back then would send out CDs, and that was AOL, America Online, right? And so you would load in America Online in your CD-ROM and basically get online, and then you'd get an AOL account, and then all of a sudden AOL kind of invented the whole chat and the messaging between AOL customers and chat rooms that you could go in.
Nothing could go wrong there.
Again, like the internet was still kind of in its infancy, but it was this dude.
You've got mail.
Elwood. That's his name. Elwood Edwards. He was the guy who did a bunch of VO for AOL, America Online, back in the day. And one of those was letting you know when you logged on that someone had sent you an email, and it would literally say,
"You've got mail."
And you'd be like, "Yeah!"
Oh, yeah! It was exciting.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
So we bring this up because Elwood just passed away. He was only 74 years old. Got a chance a long time ago to like talk to him. And I mean, he was a funny dude. I think he lived in Indiana. And he was... he was just a normal guy. I think they paid him like $200 to do it. And I mean,
that was it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, and that was all it was. And he just did a one-time thing. They used it forever.
You've got mail.
And so, yeah, he was a great guy. And of course, You've Got Mail, that phrase turned into a movie back in the day, a rom-com starring Tom Hanks and
yes.
Meg Ryan. And that was kind of the first internet dopamine hit that you'd get, you know?
Wow, it was so exciting to hear that. Like, yes, who sent me a message?
Yeah, so when you were, like, online, on the computer, in the middle of the living room, you'd hear the...
You've got mail.
And you'd be like...
come running.
Woo! Here we go!
Yes.
Here we go!
Oh, wow. If only we could get that kind of joy now.
I know. Well, everybody has their phone on mute, so no one would ever hear it.
Nope, now it's just a ping.
Jessica just texted, was just talking to my friend yesterday about how embarrassing our AIM screen names were. Yeah. So, yeah, like part of that was, you know, you would create your screen name, and some people were very, very just matter of fact about it, first name, last name. Others were like, you know what, I need a little bit of anonymity, and you could literally create...
whatever you wanted.
Other sort of screen names for instant messaging, right? And I remember we discovered this, my roommate and I discovered this in college, that it was like the first time you were, oh, I can be someone I'm not.
Uh-huh.
And so we were both in pre-med.
Yep.
Remember, I had a half a semester of pre-med. And so we created the Doc21 as our AIM screen name. And so we would go into these chat rooms and like all these seemingly other like women or whatever, they'd be like, oh, you're a doctor? What are you a doctor of?
Oh,
like,
of course.
Oh, yeah, you know, ear, nose, throat. You know, here we go,
okay.
Doctor. Yeah.
All right. Let's chat a little bit more. Lindsay said my parents met at an AOL chat room. I don't know many of the details, but long story short, my dad got on a plane 30 years ago from Florida to meet my mom here, and now they're happily married.
Yeah, I will say that I remember chatting with someone when I was in college who lived in Oregon, and my dad lives in Oregon, and so we had that sort of common thing, and it was weird. We were chatting, and then literally we called each other, and we were on the phone. And
oh wow!
And you know, and I remember thinking, talking to her, going, "Okay, I mean, she's real, obviously, but I'm like, wait, where is this going? Like, I'm thousands of miles away. There's no way that this is ever going to go anywhere. So it was like, all right, well, hey, great seeing you. We'll see you online sometime. And that's kind of what
wow.
It was. Oh, shoot. The memories that this dude had.
You've got mail.
He had a literal grip on society back in the 90s when AOL was sending out those thousands of CD-ROMs. Like, you'd get a CD-ROM from AOL about every month. Like,
wow.
Hey. Free trial. Enter it into the computer. Free trial. We'll give you 10. We'll give you 10 free hours.
10 free hours,
like, yeah!
Is so much.
You're like, 10 free hours.
Now, winning the lottery.
Now it's like, hey, I'd do that in a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
which is
shoot.
Sad.
Anyways.
That shouldn't happen either.
Yeah. So pour one out for Elwood. That's his name. Elwood Edwards. He passed away at the age of 74.
Which, that's really young.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too bad. Oh, Elwood.
This is Setting the Bar story. Kelly, which is?
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, how did you lose your phone? Be thinking about that. Did you get it back? Is it gone forever? What was the story? Because if you can manage to make it through the day without freezing your daughter's phone in an ice skating rink that won't be recovered until next year, you're doing okay.
What the heck?
This is so specific.
How in the world did that happen?
It is insane. So literally, this worker at an ice skating rink left his daughter's bright pink phone on the side of the rink. He forgot about it.
Oh, no.
15,850 gallons of water was then poured into the venue. By the time they're like, hey, where did, maybe his daughter came up to him and was like, hey, do you have my phone? He's like, yeah, I said it. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
The time it was discovered, the water had frozen to ice.
Like, can you literally see it under the ice?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
You can see it right under the ice.
Oh, that is, oh.
And listen, the ice director's like, well, it's going to have to remain until the ice ratings, the ice rink is taken down in January.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's not going to work at that point.
We can't dig it out.
It was immersed in water before it turned to ice.
Yeah, we can't dig it out. Otherwise, it's going to affect the structural integrity of everything. And it's going to be entombed in ice for the next couple months.
If she does get it back, it's not working. It's not working anymore, right? It can't survive that, right?
I don't know, because once it I guess it depends on how quickly it got frozen, right?
Again, it's the whole being submerged in water.
So,
unless it's in a good case, maybe if it's in an otter box or something.
The worker said, look, if the phone doesn't work when it's recovered, I'll get you a new one. And if I'm the daughter, I'm like, you're getting me one now. I know,
yeah,
right?
I'm not waiting.
Like, I'm not waiting 2 months.
Yeah, no.
Could you imagine two months?
No. No, sir.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, at least it wasn't one of the porta potty stories, right?
Right. Right.
Mild. It's unusual, but mild.
Yeah, we've heard those before. But I guarantee no one within the sound of my voice has had their phone lost for 2 months in an ice skating rink ice.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual. That's unique.
We're gonna tweet out the story on X at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can there's pictures. You can literally see the pink
phone.
Oh gosh,
it's a reminder. It's like taunting them.
There it is. I know. And she could ice skate over and be like, there it is.
There it is.
There's my phone.
Oh no.
Hi. So there you go. That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without freezing your daughter's phone in an ice skating rink that won't be recovered until next year, you're doing okay.
Dad!
That is your setting the bar story. Not sure if you can beat, I accidentally froze my phone in an ice skating rink and I can't get it back for a couple months as an I lost my phone story.
That's a pretty unusual one.
Yeah, it's 99.70 JX. That was the case with one dad who accidentally did that to his daughter. But how did you lose your phone? Your stories. First, Aaron texted, my husband and I went to a Kevin Hart concert at the Yum Center a couple years ago. They made you lock your phone in one of those little pouches that will make you unable to access your phone until the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of comedy shows do that now. The Yum Center was packed. Aaron said she went to the restroom before the show started. After that, went up to the concessions to get some food, realized left my black pouch somewhere in the bathroom. Imagine running through the Yum Center with all the same black pouches. I felt helpless, didn't know what to do, but it was still in the restroom where I had left it. Waited the whole night to open it, just hoping that I had the right pouch and the right phone in it.
Oh, gosh, you weren't really sure because you couldn't see, like, maybe the screensaver or something have a unique case on it?
No, the pouch was completely, it was not see-through.
Oh, it wasn't, gosh.
Yeah, so you couldn't see it, so it turned out to be hers, so problem avoided there. But Hannah said, there's an observation lookout at Bernheim Forest. I set my phone up on the side of the railing to take a timer picture of me and my boyfriend with the beautiful nature scene behind us.
Oh, gosh.
I got the picture. But as I went to grab my phone, I accidentally bumped it with my finger.
No.
And it fell probably 200 feet to the forest floor below.
Oh,
there was no way I was finding it.
Oh, no.
I know what she's talking about. I've been on that observation lookout. It's beautiful. But it juts out way high above, like a huge, huge ravine down below.
Oh, man.
I could only imagine. I bet the workers there at Bernheim could probably walk below that and pick up so many.
Oh, there's probably a collection.
So many things. Phones, purses, jewelry, whatever, if that falls off the side there.
Well, Bella's got a similar story. Was sitting on the pier. Thought my phone looked so cool without a case. It ended up sliding out of my pocket. Couldn't catch the time. Fell in the water.
Oh, geez.
Yikes.
Yeah, I was living that life a couple weeks ago when I got a new phone. And it was before I got a case for it. And it's just like, it's so precious.
And it's slippery.
And it's slippery, right? Mm-hmm. I know. And you're just like, oh, gosh. Every time you get it out, you're like, it's so slippery. I just don't want
to. You have to handle it like a baby.
Cam messaged and said, I did the classic leave it on the roof of your car bit and drove off.
Oh, Oh, gosh, yes.
And he said, gone.
Didn't you do that with, like, your wife's, like, water or wallet or gig money?
Yeah. So we were dating, I think, at the time. Well, maybe we had been married. But anyways, it was early in our relationship. And, yeah, she had just gotten paid from a gig, and we were running some errands, and she handed me, you know, her wallet, and it was kind of the, you know, the longer wallet that you don't stick in your back pocket or things like that. It's
right.
It's one of those wallets. So I just set it on top of the car. We drove off. Sure enough, it fell off. We ended up getting the wallet back. It was returned to her house, but nothing was in it.
So, oh no!
Yeah, yeah, and so yeah,
all
like
that
I said,
money she
I know
hard
she
for
just she had just gotten paid from a gig, so yeah, there were several hundred dollars in there, and
oh no!
Andy said I nearly lost my phone. Does that count? It was a roller coaster experience. Gloom.
Oh,
when I dropped it, I was going to have to buy a new phone and hope that some good Samaritan would find it and return it. Someone did find it, and I'm so thankful for the person for returning it.
Oh, that's good. Well, okay, so an honest person.
Well, and we've also heard stories of people that try to get it themselves
right
after dropping a phone, and it is a bad news bears.
Yeah.
When you try to jump the fence on a roller coaster to try to retrieve a phone or a hat that maybe you dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, now we do have, I think we've got something that could rival the ice rink story.
Okay.
Jennifer, bet none of your listeners can say a monkey stole their phone.
Oh my gosh.
I was in India for a friend's wedding about 10 years ago. While walking through a market, I had my phone in my hand.
Uh-huh.
Lifted it up to take a picture.
Uh-huh.
A monkey jumped on my back.
Oh, no.
Grabbed my phone and jumped away.
Oh my gosh.
It literally was like 3 seconds and the monkey was gone. I made peace with it because I just told myself that Abu was helping his friend Aladdin.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's what it was. Street rat. I
yep.
don't like
buy that.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And they just needed to take some selfies on the magic carpet. Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Wow.
Wow, what a story. Got another text from a listener. Teenage son lost his phone in an IKEA. Spent 40 minutes there retracing the steps. Finally went to an employee who directed us to security. Thankfully, they actually had it. So
good. Somebody did see it and turned it in. My goodness. I was going to say, there is lots to look at IKEA.
I know. All right. Well, hey, good stories. Thanks for all your stories there. And hopefully nothing like that happens to you. Like a monkey jumping on your back.
That is Abu. Abu just, yeah. Aladdin needed to make some calls.
Yeah, don't worry. That was just Abu and Aladdin working things out for themselves. All right, let's get to Ashley's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
And it's Ashley in quotes. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I really enjoy listening to your show. Need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping you can help me figure out what to do.
Okay.
Recently found out that the man I've been dating for the past 6 months is actually married.
Oh, no.
I am totally heartbroken. I truly was into him, thought he was me too.
Uh-huh.
And now I know I need to end things, but I'm struggling with what to do next.
Uh-huh.
Part of me feels like I should let his wife know the truth, but I'm worried about making a painful situation even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should just walk away quietly? Or does his wife deserve to know what's been going on for the past 6 months?
Mm.
I feel so torn. Would really appreciate any guidance you can give.
Oh my gosh. Now, this is not a unique situation, unfortunately. And we've had these before. And it's just like, and every time we approach this, it's valid arguments on both sides where people are like, I am so glad that the mistress reached out to me and said something because I had no clue.
Yeah.
And then others are like, hey, let them work that out. It's all going to come out eventually. You just need to walk away. And so, you know, thankfully, you or I have never been in this situation.
Well, no, I have.
Oh, well, okay. Not married.
Right? Not married, yeah, but yeah, yeah, I was in a 4-year relationship that apparently some people could have let me know a lot sooner than they did.
So, okay.
Of what had been going on.
Unpack that real quick for those who don't know.
Well, so I've been dating for a guy, for 4 years. And then a coworker of mine said, "Hey, I know someone that's been in your house." And I'm like, "Huh.
I know someone who's been in your house."
Yes. Tell me more about that. Like, yeah, that you probably don't know about.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me more about that. Gave me the girl's phone number. And I called her and she's like, "Yep, he said you guys broke up, but I saw the pictures on the wall of you two."
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Had questions. So she's like, "Hang on," puts me on like hold and then does a three-way calling thing where I'm just listening.
Yeah.
And so she proved it. I thanked her when we got off the phone and then I called him. I'm like, "We need to chat."
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of how that ended.
How?
And then I sat down one of my friends, the girlfriends of one of his friends said, "Yeah, it's been going on like your entire relationship."
Okay. So
they were friends with him first. So their loyalties laid with him to not say anything
for
4 years.
And are you still like friends with these people or was that kind of the end of that?
No, I'm friendly with all of them. It's fine because it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. But,
yeah.
You know,
but
I'm sure you felt.
In the moment, it was pretty jarring. I kind of felt like my entire world had just exploded.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure you felt a little bit of like betrayal from not only obviously your boyfriend, but then even his friends where it's like, okay, you guys all knew this.
I did, but I also understood the tough position they were in.
Oh,
it would have been great if they would have spoken up a little sooner. Maybe they thought that he was going to straighten up because they liked me a lot. So,
and maybe he told them that. Who knows?
And maybe.
Would you have wanted them to tell you sooner?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But, you know, again, like I said, it was all kind of part of, that's kind of how I became a first-time homeowner.
Yeah.
And I got a house
out
of it.
There were some things that collateral that worked out for me. All right. So would love to hear your experience with this because I know, again, like Ashley just explained in her message to us, when you realize, and she didn't tell us like how she found out.
No, and I'm assuming that it's not a situation where he's just technically still married and he's getting a divorce.
Yeah, I was going to say because the way she's like, I realize I have to end this.
Right.
Yeah, and that just stinks because then it's like, you know, she realizes, you know, what she's got to prepare for a breakup. And
yes, and then she knows that she potentially may not be the only one devastated by
this. I know. And that's what a tough situation.
You know, do you play a role in that or not?
Yeah, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story, your take on this coming up. All right, so we are dealing with a tough group therapy with Ashley, who she was dating a great guy 6 months in, then finds out he's married. And
that's a tough one. What do you do with that? Do you just walk away or do you feel the obligation to tell the wife, like, hey, your husband has some extracurricular activities you might want to know about?
Yeah. Well, first thing, she knows she's got to walk away. But it's how she walks away is kind of the question.
But does she fully blow up his life on the way out?
Exactly. Trish says, the wife does deserve to know, but it's going to be difficult for you to be the one to tell her for the both of you. Experience tells me that the truth always comes out one way or the other. And that is tough.
It is tough. Lindsay sent us a message with personal experience. She said, tell this girl to just go away. Break up with him, just go away. She would not be telling the wife for the wife's benefit. It would be for her own revenge. I would block him and tell him if he ever contacted me again. I will tell his wife, but just tell her to go away. I found myself in the situation where I was the other woman with a married man who was lying to me.
Yeah.
Things just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and I wish I would have just gone away.
Yeah.
I totally understand that, but at the same time, I don't know if she it doesn't sound like she's wanting to tell
like
him for
an act revenge. I was going to say it sounds more she's
truly
pain.
Thinking, yes, like his wife has no idea.
Yeah, I think she just feels kind of like a victim, and she's just
an obligation to be truthful.
Yeah, maybe. Hey Terry, so what would your advice to her be?
Anonymously, I probably would and say, hey, your husband is dating people. Unfortunately, I was a casualty.
So kind of anonymously sort of get that message to the wife?
Yeah,
this is not like a, I heard this about your husband. Like, she was the actual person.
Yeah, she's the player in it. Yep,
yeah. Sure. And I feel like as a wife, I would want to know.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay. Man, because there every time we have a group therapy that kind of walks down this path, we get valid arguments from both sides.
Exactly. I mean, there is
tell the wife,
there,
don't
I
tell
absolutely
the wife.
See the side to just walk away and let that situation self-destruct.
Yep. Yep.
And especially if you don't know the situation going on, you know, what the wife is going through right now. It's a really tough call.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people are just like, hey, walk away. It'll work out.
Well, Sandra says, as someone that this happened to, tell the wife. She deserves to know the truth. I'm sure she truly believes the husband is being honest and faithful to her.
Yeah.
She may have a feeling, and that feeling will eat away at her, make her a person she isn't proud of. What she chooses to do with the information is on her.
Yeah, and there's others that are like, hey, I wish someone would have told me.
Right.
Okay.
And that was kind of the perspective I was coming from. Like, why didn't the people, all of them in my life for 4 years, why did they keep it to themselves before being honest with
me? Then there's John. He's the one that pulled the pin on that grenade you're holding. Throw it. Watch it blow up as you walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. He did pull the pin by choosing to date someone other than his wife.
Well, maybe that's the way to go is, and if you don't feel comfortable, like, actually meeting the wife or having that conversation, maybe then it's an anonymous sort of thing, maybe it's a mail it to his house sort of deal where it's addressed to her and you kind of write and tell the story, whatever. I don't know,
it's like if you try to reach out on social media,
she's gonna know. Yeah.
But then if you send an anonymous letter, he might find it first.
Well, you just type it and make it look like, you know, you type the envelope.
A ransom note?
Yeah. A ransom note. Yeah, you cut out a magazine, the letters in a magazine. Your husband's unfaithful.
Yeah, no, you maybe you address it to her, make it look like some sort of like a business correspondence.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then
just, hope she doesn't just throw it away thinking it's spam mail.
Man,
gosh,
and
there's so many logistics.
There are so many logistics. And you know what? And even if you do write that letter and she doesn't read it, she throws it away, you'll at least know that you did your part and you walked away from it and you tried to get in touch with her. So I don't know. Maybe that's what you do. And but yeah, I think trying to let the wife know is probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, you try to find
Don't say her phone number and call
her.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, or don't tell her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I found out.
I got a phone call. Yep.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I'm sorry this is happening to you, Ashley. That is never a good thing, and especially when you find out that you are all of a sudden the other woman.
Well, yeah, and then I know you kind of feel like you're an accessory to a crime.
Right.
Yeah.
That you didn't know you were a part of. So
right.
That is tough, and I know you're feeling a lot of feelings right now, so just stay.
Take some time, sift through it.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, hey, keep us posted. That is group therapy. All right, Justin Timberlake is coming to the Yum Center on the 20th. We got tickets to give away here on 99.7 JX. Now, if your name isn't Megan, then don't worry, because we're going to have tickets all next Friday to give away as well, okay?
So well, that's exciting.
Yeah, just as a little preview to you. But first, let's introduce you to Megan, giving us a call from New Albany. Hi, Megan.
Good morning.
Hi there. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Tell Megan the fun little fact.
The fun little fact is, Megan, that Ben would have been named Megan if he was a girl.
Ooh, you're missing out. It's fun being Megan.
Oh, I know. Yeah, my parents would have named me Megan, so...
I could have been the Megan and Kelly show.
Yeah, I feel like we have a kinship already, Megan. So
actually, I would have been Jared if I was a boy. So it could have been the Megan and Jared show.
Megan and Jared.
Yeah,
it just got really weird.
Yeah, I will say my sister did get Megan. Her name's not Megan, but it wound up being her middle name. So.
There you go.
So there is a Megan, I guess.
Kept it in the family.
I was going to say, still kind of rolling around our family. So anyways, Megan's got brown hair, drives a Harley, doesn't have any tattoos, surprising.
And wow! That was a lot!
Is in architecture and has been dating someone for a hot minute. So there you go.
I like it.
Megan, you sound great.
That's
sassy
fun.
And just our type of person.
Wonderful.
Love it. All right, so it is Finish the Lyric, Justin Timberlake edition. All these songs you've heard probably 1,000 times. Going to give you the first line of the song. You just sing the next word or line of the song, all right? So, for example, if we were to say, I'm bringing sexy back, you'd go.
Hey.
Okay. Sure.
Close enough. I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah, there you go. All right, sure. Yeah. I mean, or we could have even accepted.
Don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, all right. So, exactly. See, yeah, Megan understands. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes. Brandy's all over me.
All right. Oh, I've been traveling on this road too long.
Okay.
That's right. What's the next line?
Oh,
I've been traveling on this road too long.
It's a lesser known hit. Still a hit, right?
I know it.
You know it.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say? What'd you say there, Megan?
Like, been waiting for the...
Trying to find my way back home. Yeah, Megan got it.
The old me is dead and gone.
Yeah. I mean, technically, that's a T.I. Justin Timberlake song, but whatever.
Right.
All right, Megan, you got the hang of it. Here we go. Next one. Oh gosh, I don't know how to sing this one.
I'm already excited.
All right. Senorita, I feel for you.
I don't know that I know this one.
Yeah, you do.
Senorita, I feel for you. Yeah, for you.
You deal with Megan, you're going to be subject to our text
line. Listen,
here
text
very
line,
soon.
pipe down, text line. It's challenging when you're in the hot seat.
All right. Do you want a hint, Megan?
Okay, I'll take a hint.
Does that help?
I don't think it does. I'm
you
sorry.
Deal with things that you don't do. So what's that line?
Was it you deal with?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. You deal
yes.
with. Yeah.
Yes.
Megan, all right.
Oh, two what a massively successful game. Yeah.
2 for 2. She's doing great.
She's doing great.
All right. Here we go. Last one, Megan. Last one. I'm tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
You got it. You know what that goes. What are the words?
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too. Yes, Megan!
Yes!
Perfect! Wow!
Yes!
Wild is right.
Wild.
Oh, Megan, I cannot wait to see you pull up to the Yum Center in your Harley, your brown hair flowing in the wind.
I got free tickets, people. Step aside.
You get off that Harley and you're like, here. And you chuck the keys to the valet and go, don't put a scratch on it, buddy.
Take your helmet off and say, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Do you do that, Megan? Do you when you take your helmet off, do you like
Whip your hair around.
Yeah.
I try my best. Yes, I do try my best. My hair as much as possible.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Megan, that's really all I wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear that song.
Whatever you
think. Yeah, what a great day.
Ben just wants you to take him for a ride one time. Just one time.
No, Megan, I would be terrified. I would be holding on to you like a little baby.
It'd be a death grip.
I know.
Slow down.
Wait, you're taking that turn too fast. I'd look like the little brother on Christmas. The Christmas story where...
So I was thinking of Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, he can't put his arms down. Okay. I'd be dressed up like that. Anyways. All right. Hey, Megan, congratulations. You're a winner. Thanks for hanging out with us on the show this morning. I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec. We're going to get a little information from you and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Oh,
no worries.
That was fun. That was fun. A wildly successful round.
Absolutely. Everybody was such experts.
Yes, they were on point.
Everybody knew everything instantly, and
yep.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it. We have such smart listeners.
We are really well-versed in JT's library's catalog of songs.
All right. Hey, just as a reminder, next week, next Friday, every hour, we're going to give away Justin Timberlake tickets, okay?
And you don't have to know any lyrics.
I know. No, you don't.
None.
All you have to do is listen for the Justin Timberlake song to be played, okay?
Yep.
That is next Friday. So just kind of put a little notification in your phone, and then you can win next week on 99.7 DJX. And feel good stories. Yes, we do those every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
This is quite the How We Met story.
Okay.
So Charlotte was on a train headed to work as a nurse in her scrubs, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing felt right.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got off a stop, walked down the tracks, sat down on the track, and waited.
Oh, gosh.
She said, I'm not sure who raised the alarm about me being there, but when the next train came, it slowed and stopped for me.
Mm-hmm.
The driver of that train was 47-year-old Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He got down to talk with her for nearly half an hour before eventually getting her safely to the next platform. Local police met them. Charlotte got in contact with local mental health support workers. She decided to look Dave up on Facebook the next day and sent him a message thanking him for the kindness that he showed her. And he returned her message, told her that he was available to talk whenever she needed. They started exchanging daily messages.
Oh, wow.
She said, I once asked him if he had ever had any de-escalation training because he was brilliant that day. The conversation, from what I can remember, was just about mundane things about both of our lives, but it was enough to break the crisis.
Mm.
They met for coffee after chatting for 2 months. Fast forward 3 years, they tied the knot when she was 22 weeks pregnant with their child.
Would you look at that?
That's how she found her love in her darkest moment.
Wow.
And he was the one that showed up
and
saved her. Just an amazing, truly felt like it was orchestrated from above kind of a story.
Yeah, that's great.
And we can, you can read it. We have tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
What's the story your family won't let go about you? It's 99.7 DJX.
Tells everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day, and with mine, it usually always comes up, especially around the holidays when we all kind of gather, you know?
Uh-huh.
And my aunt will always, without fail, bring up the time I tried to fix the outlet that was outside with a screwdriver.
Oh!
I was probably, you know, 3 years old or whatever. My grandma was watching me, and I decided I was going to be a big help for her and fix the outlet that obviously was still working. And so I took screwdriver. I went outside, and you know, you're a little kid. Where do you stick the screwdriver?
In the hole.
In the socket. Yeah, exactly.
Just stick it in the hole.
Right. So I did that, and it shocked me. And so I went inside and described it to my grandma. I was like, Grandma, it went, and so that's what everyone says. They're like, ah, we're already trying to fix the outlet. And he went, So I
would keep telling that story too.
I know. I am a grown man, and it doesn't matter. Whenever I get around, especially my one aunt. She always, always brings that up.
Heck yeah.
Jessica texted in and said, I would say about, I was maybe four or five, had this five drawer dresser. I didn't like that I couldn't get to what was on top, so I pulled out all the drawers to work like a staircase.
Genius.
Yep. Got to the top, immediately started crying because I didn't know how to get down. My mom and grandma came in, found me, and instead of, oh, honey, let's help you down, they pulled out their phones and started taking photos of it, and those pictures still haunt me to this day. Yeah, sometimes it's those pictures of you absolutely unhinged when you're a kid throwing a temper tantrum. Those,
like, wait a second, let me take that best. Picture. Hang on.
I remember.
Hang on. I'll get you down. Hang on first.
We have a picture of Isabella, one of my daughters. She is Winnie the Pooh in it. She has a t-shirt on top, nothing on the bottom.
Right.
And she is she's grabbing onto like the coffee table, and she has reared herself back and screaming at the top of her lungs.
That's fantastic.
And again, that's one of those that
you capture that moment on film.
Yes, yes, you capture it and you're just like, I have it.
Yeah, and I've got one of those of my son. he had come out, I guess, from the bathroom. He had his pants and underwear around his ankles.
Yeah.
And he stopped because he got a little distracted by the iPad. So he's just standing there playing on the iPad with all his pants around his ankles.
Yeah,
just
well.
Couldn't be bothered to pull my pants up. Oh, I got to get back to playing this game.
See, you may not have a story, Kelly, but you have a story to tell.
Yes, I do. Speaking of funny pictures, I have 2 years back-to-back undefeated of my daughter screaming her head off on Santa's lap.
Right. Right.
My favorite pictures. I mean, she just looks terrified.
Oh my gosh. Chase texted and said, I climbed up on my dresser similar to that other listener, except it fell on me. I had to wait for someone to save me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is the reason why a lot of these dressers come with this tie thing to like anchor it to the wall because of that. Like every children's furniture place, those dressers all come with that mechanism to anchor it to the wall because of that.
This is funny. This is funny. The story that your family always tells about you, Maddie texts in and says that I was supposed to be a boy. Mom and dad already had the name picked out and everything.
Sure.
Technicians in 1989 were really great back then. I love it. I love it. And so I'm just assuming that as a boy, your name would have been Matt.
Probably.
I'm assuming.
Probably.
But they're like, all right, well, we're going to put an IE on the end of it and leave it at that.
Oh, my gosh. Erica says, this is a story that is brought up at every family gathering. My mom used to always drop me off at school looking gorgeous for work, heels, makeup, the whole bit. My grandma had to take me to kindergarten one day in the snow. Grandma fell on the ice walking into school.
Oh, no.
And apparently a jerk me said to her, Mommy always looks pretty taking me in, and you look messy now.
Story that the family always tells. Now, listen, Megan's story, I can't tell the actual word because it's derogatory a little
bit. Right.
But it's
you meant to say deck.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
We'll say that.
She says, my boyfriend's family loves telling the story about him. He was 4. Cat bit him. He came in crying, say the cat bit him, and they asked where, and he said the deck, but it's an I instead of an E.
Yes.
And they kept asking because he was showing them a different body part. They're like, wait, what? And he's like, deck. And they're like, wait, what? Deck. Finally, they realized he meant D-E-C-K.
Right.
And the cat bit him while he was standing on the deck.
On the deck, yes. But they thought that he was,
Oh my gosh.
Area.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
Of course, Danielle rolls in and is like, my family always loves talking about how I used to hold my breath until I literally passed out as a kid.
That's fun. That's fun. And by the way, yes, Maddie was going to be named Matthew Samuel.
See? Oh, so good. It's so good. I don't know if you've got a great story about what your family always tells about you. Whenever you get together.
Says holding her breath, though. They said I was stubborn. I say disciplined.
Yeah, see? Disciplined.
Oh, my gosh. My son shattered his clavicle in rural France. He will never live it down. Oh,
that's not your son.
No, Catherine and Crestwood said that.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay,
Catherine,
okay.
That's, I guess they must have been. Sounds like a dream trip in rural France, and son shattered his clavicle.
That's like your collarbone. Just yes. FYI, for those of you who didn't take a half a semester of pre-med.
Oh, thank you for explaining that, Dr. Davis.
For those of you who don't know, who haven't taken the half semester pre-med, that's what that means. All right, those are good. Amanda said, the time my mom had to come pick me up because I had peed my pants when I was in junior high.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh my gosh.
What story your family always tells about you? Brooke messages and says, yeah, I was running a fever of 105 degrees, had a seizure. They rushed me to the hospital. My mom loves to tell the story that I was singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm while the nurses were packing ice around me.
Oh, wow.
Kids are just completely oblivious sometimes.
They are.
That is so funny. Oh, shoot. Those are good stories. Hey, thank you for that. It's 99.7 EJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy that I've repurposed from my daughter's Irish dance. And it is much sought after, hard to keep hold of. Kelly?
It's majestic and one of a kind.
Yes, losers go first. I believe that's me. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Kelly, I got a new job at a nuclear power station.
Really?
Yeah. I guess you could say I'm glowing with pride.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank
Congratulations
you. Thanks.
On your next chapter.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Just locked eyes with the spider.
Oh.
Instead of killing him, ran away and hid so we can spend the night stressing about where I am.
You know, you shouldn't kill spiders anyway. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Told my suitcases there would be no vacation this year.
No vacation?
No vacation.
Aw.
Yeah, now I'm dealing with a lot of emotional baggage.
Yes, they're probably upset.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their big moment, right?
That is.
They're in storage.
Yes.
It's the when they get taken out of storage and it's like, it's time to go!
I know.
Ah, it's unfortunate.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My husband. Thought he saw a cockroach in the kitchen. So he sprayed everything down, cleaned it thoroughly.
Okay.
Today I'm putting the cockroach in the bathroom.
Oh. Trickery.
Life hack.
You know what? I'm on
Life
to
hack.
You.
Yeah.
I'm on to you, Kay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, why are all the garbage truck drivers skinny?
Why are they skinny?
They're experts at waste management.
Nice.
Kelly,
nice.
Were you expecting a dirtier joke from me?
I love double punchlines. Any more?
No.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My house is haunted by a chicken.
A chicken?
A poultry geist. A foul spirit.
Oh, look at you rolling in with double punchlines.
I plan to call an exorcist.
Okay, three.
To help it cross to the other side.
Okay, four. Quadruple punchline.
That's right.
Wow. Kelly, I swallowed a bunch of synonyms yesterday.
Did you?
Gave me the thorough throat I ever had.
Hope you find a lozenge for that.
Thank you.
Hey, guy says at my last colonoscopy.
Yeah? You're getting those?
No, I said the guy. Oh. Guy says at my last colonoscopy, I had the doctor write a note to my wife stating that my head was not up there.
Oh, okay.
It would make sense if I said that for me.
Thought for a second you were just doing it just for fun.
No, I said a guy said.
All right. I can't wait till I can have mine.
Great.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
I changed my password to coconut to deter hackers.
Yeah?
You know why?
Why?
Hard to crack.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, my balloon elephant.
Yeah?
I've got a balloon elephant. My balloon elephant wouldn't fit in the back seat of the car.
Okay.
Had to pop the trunk.
Ah, yeah. Hey, Kelly, 2 years ago, my doctor told me I was going deaf.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him since.
That's tough. He might be onto something there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, somebody asked me what I did this weekend. Like, I'm some kind of mountain climber.
Yeah?
I'm 51. I was on a heating pad eating Cheetos.
Oh. All right. Sounds fun. Hey, Kelly, has anyone told you that you look good today?
No. Not yet.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow. Wow.
Hey-o.
Me. I'm still tired from all the CrossFit this morning.
Uh-huh.
Co-worker named Ben says it's pronounced croissant and you had four of them.
That's true. Oh, shoot. You know what? I hate it. I hate it when I try to eat right, then all of a sudden I'm eating a pint of ice cream, you know?
Yeah. Listen, I was all about that CrossFit trend.
Then
like
I realized,
I'm jumping in on that.
Man, these are delicious. I don't
they
know,
are delicious. I like, people, now I see why people wake up extra early to go do that.
Right. I don't know why more people aren't doing this CrossFit.
Seriously.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Enjoy the trophy yet again, Kelly.
I know, I look pretty.
You almost had me at, what, proctologist or whatever the one you went?
The colonoscopy.
Yeah, you almost had me there.
Will you tell my wife my head's not up there?
All right, it's You Laugh, You Lose. 99.7 DJX. Earlier we were talking about the story that your family always tells about you. It's always around the holiday, whenever I get together with my family, that they always like to remind me and tell the story of how I tried to fix the outlet outside with a screwdriver and went into my grandma, who was watching me at the time, and said, "Grandma," it went, and
yeah, you got a little shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
They That's always, a great reenactment, too,
they always,
when you're three.
Yeah, because I would shake myself and because, yes, it shocked me. Right.
Yep.
Got a story from Matt. The time I was lost in the mall for like 2 hours, only for my family to find me jumping on mattresses.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. And probably the mattress store people were like, "Where's this kid?
Yeah, I was going to say, this kid's been jumping on our mattresses for the past 25 minutes.
Where is his mom telling him not to do that?
I mean, maybe they just assumed that he belonged with someone else that was shopping in the store. Who knows?
Maybe.
Taylor said, the time I ran away at Disneyland and tried to join a different family because their skin looked cool and I wanted mine to be like theirs.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, my.
Wow.
Look at that. Taylor, look at how accepting you were back then. That is great.
I can only imagine the panic that her family went through in Disneyland.
Oh,
losing
I know.
Your kid in
losing
Disneyland,
your kid
and like finding a needle in a haystack.
Well, and that reminds me a story that my wife's family always loves to tell about my brother-in-law is same deal, is that they were up at Cedar Point, you know, the park Cedar Point, and they let him on a roller coaster. He wanted to go by himself, so they're like, all right. So they kind of led him into the opening gate, you know, the start, right? And they walked around to where the roller coaster ends. He never got off because he got scared before he got on it and then walked out the front.
Oh gosh.
And so he was literally missing for several hours until, you know, the park, I guess, you know, they took him to, the little like staff area and, fed him and, you know,
that was one of my biggest nightmares.
Yeah,
like
he was
really
just
afraid
out.
That was going to happen to us when they were little.
Yeah, so that always is told around my wife's family. And what about you, Sarah?
I would run naked from my house to my grandma's house all the time when I was younger to go swimming.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, remember when Sarah would do this? Oh, that was
no
funny.
Suit, don't care.
That's right. That's right. And then finally, Danny, when I was born, I came out breached. And with the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck.
Oh, gosh.
I was huddled together and completely still until one of the nurses decided to straighten my legs. Well, I got mad, lashed out, and kicked the nurse in her face.
Oh, my gosh. As a baby.
As a baby. The little 7-pound baby, right?
Oh, my gosh. That's quite an entrance.
I love it. All right. Well, good stories there. What your story the story that your family always tells about you, still, even after all these years.
So great.
Yep, on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, it's time for a feel-good story. Kelly K.
So this is just proof it's never too late to find love, courtesy of 98-year-old Bernard and 96-year-old Joe. Okay. Just got married in Austin last week after they met at their retirement community.
Okay.
Both are widowed. They say they never expected to get married again, but they just fell in love.
Of course.
Wherever I was, he was there. I would look up and there he was, right there. And I thought, well, maybe this man, maybe he likes me a little bit.
And I said, I'm looking for a dinner partner because I hate eating alone. As we've said to each other, it seems impossible that we could be in love.
And Bernard, do you take Joe to be your wife, to love, to honor and cherish, and to create a future together?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Isn't that sweet? That's so cute. Bernard had actually originally moved into that retirement home with his former wife in 2017.
Aw.
She passed away in 2023 after a long illness, and they were married for 73 years.
Oh, wow.
So he was feeling really lonely after being married for that long. You don't know how to be alone anymore.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it kind of starts with, hey, do you want to meet me here for dinner?
You want to hook up?
And then.
What?
I don't think that's exactly how he said. I just want a dinner companion. And, you know, they said, this is really sweet. And did you notice in the vows, they said, you know, vowed to build a future together instead of saying, like, till death do us part.
Oh, yeah, that's a little touchy, I'm sure.
I mean, well, when you're 98 and 96, they said, I hope we get as much as 5 years together, but we're going to enjoy each other for as long as we have each other.
There you go.
Isn't that sweet? See, their story. People magazine did a spread on them. Several different news stations feature their story because they're precious, and you can find it at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. All right, steady the bar time, Kelly. This is what?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, stealing is stealing.
Yep, that's bad.
Yeah, if you're supposed to pay for a good or service and don't, that's stealing.
You can get in trouble for that.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a lap dance, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Yeah, dude, 27, in Florida. Yes, Florida. Arrested at 2:44 in the morning.
Ooh.
He'd gone to a gentleman's club.
Yeah.
Gotten himself a lap dance.
Sure. Personal entertainment.
Yeah. And then refused to pay the $40 it cost to get that lap dance.
Ooh. They should probably start accepting payment beforehand now.
So
right? You got to pay up front.
So he tried to leave. Manager was like, where do you think you're going, buddy? Didn't you enjoy that lap dance?
She didn't do that for free.
That's right. She's a working woman. And
that's right.
So eventually had to call the cops, had him arrested. He was charged with misdemeanor petty theft, booked into county jail, released after coincidentally posting a $40 bond.
Oh, wow. What goes around comes around. What?
Oh.
Oh, no. That's probably a song that was playing.
I mean, maybe.
I'm guessing.
I mean, what a lap dance song this is.
I know. We weren't there. We're just guessing. That's probably how that went.
That's right.
Oh, they're going to have to start charging up front, though.
Listen, stealing is stealing.
It is.
No matter if you steal a...
He stole entertainment.
Right. No matter if you steal something out of the grocery store or you steal a lap dance.
It's like he ate the grapes.
That's
before
right.
paying for them at the grocery store, right?
That's right. That's technically stealing, too.
That's technically stealing even because if you have to weigh those things,
too. I was
going to
say, even if you're buying those things.
Yep.
All right. Anyways, there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Billie Eilish concert tonight, Cincinnati. Congrats to all the 99.7 DJX listeners who are headed up to the show courtesy of DJX. Have fun. Enjoy. Tag us in any pictures or videos you get at 99.7 DJX. Earlier, we were talking about this Setting the Bar story, not the one we just heard, but an earlier one where a dad left his daughter's phone kind of on the side of an ice rink. He was a worker there for an ice rink, and it was before they poured the water for the ice to freeze, and her phone got encased in ice. And
just
it's like
Han Solo.
Yes.
In Return of the Jedi.
Oh my gosh.
Frozen in carbon. And oh no. You can see it too. You can see it. You can skate right by it like, hey, phone. How are you?
I know. It's just like a little pink phone there underneath the ice. And, you know, the.
I wonder if you're still getting like notifications lighting up.
Right.
Like, what if you just sit there and stare at it?
I know. You're
like,
oh my
gosh. You see notifications showing up.
Yeah. So basically,
like, I got a message.
I know. So basically, they're like, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to wait a couple months for us to. Be done with the ice rink. It's one of those temporary ice rinks, right?
Yeah, you can't just like take a hairdryer and just
no.
you know, hold it over the spot.
Right.
Just melt that spot just to get it.
Right.
And then
because
let it freeze back up. You can't do it.
No, you can't do that. It'll ruin the integrity of the rest of the ice. So,
yep.
Anyways, we were asking like, hey, how did you lose your phone? One of my favorites from Hannah, who said the observation lookout at Bernheim Forest. I sat my phone on a timer to take a picture of me and my boyfriend and then went to retrieve the phone, bumped it accidentally, and it fell 200 feet down to the forest floor below.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's too much. Then we got another text that said my nephew lost his phone on the Hogwarts train at Universal. Which,
oh, bye-bye phone.
I was going to say, that thing, so... Like, I don't know. I think she's talking about the Hogwarts train that goes between Universal and Disney, because you literally get on at platform 9 3/4 and then pop out at like Hogsmeade or whatever. But she says luckily we were able to actually get it back after security from security after they retraced their steps for about an hour. So that's
Wow.
So yeah, only lost for about an hour, but.
I feel like they're lucky because, I mean, if you lose something at a place like that.
Oh my gosh.
It's ginormous. There's a million people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And even if they did turn it into security, I mean, there's like probably a billion different security checkpoints.
Right.
In a place like that. Wow.
I mean, some great stories. And you'll have to listen back to the podcast and hear Jennifer's story about her trip to India.
Oh my gosh, that is epic. You can't plan something like that, and I guarantee you nobody else has that story.
I know. So great. You can get that at WDJX.com. Tap listen. Chaperone 99.7 DJX. She was the musical guest last week on Saturday Night Live, and if you saw any videos of it, you saw that she was like done up. She had makeup and all that stuff, and she's
always done up.
Yeah, she's talked about like her stage character is a character that she plays that is a little bit more, you know, flamboyant and done up than she is really. But they said that it took them 500 hours to create the entire look for her.
That's much.
500 hours. Hang on a second.
I don't have that kind of patience.
500 hours.
That's a next level kind of patience.
Yeah, that's 20 days.
That is why?
That is 20 days to create that. So anyways.
People don't prep that much for the Oscars. That's insane.
Well, you know. There it is. That's Chapel Run for you. All right. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast, WDJX.com. Like we were just saying, we had some great stories about how you lost your phone and the sweats that you get from that. Group therapy is really one of those that just kind of tugs at your heart for Ashley.
It's just a tough spot. I mean, it's devastating enough to lose a relationship and when you don't want to lose a relationship, but you know you have to. Yeah. And then there's a decision to make after that. Like, all right, how are you leaving this situation?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you just walking away or
are you burning the bridge?
Something that needs to be done?
Exactly.
So, and there were valid arguments on both sides.
I know.
Lots of life experience there from people chiming in. And then you get to the website at WDJX.com. There's lots to check out. There are rumors that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman may host the Oscars.
Oh, that would be funny.
That would be amazing. They are a dynamic duo. They love working together. They're besties. So Ryan is responding to those rumors. So you can read all about that. And then if you haven't yet checked out, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the little bell and subscribe because we've got some pretty golden content in the shorts.
Oh, yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show on YouTube, you can see all
that. We roast each other. We do really bad dancing. There's lots of fun things to check out. Plus, we'll have a little snippet of some of the best of the jokes from You Laugh, You Lose. So, yeah, if you don't like sitting through an entire 5-6 minute video, we got like
30 seconds of gold for you.
There you go. That's all you need. 30 seconds of gold.
Hit it and quit it.
Yep. Anything else, Kelly?
That's it. Have a great weekend.
All right. Yeah. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.